I want you to turn with me to Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, thank God, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children. You understand that as a parent? So the Word of God goes on to tell us that God pities us and God watches out after us. The Lord pitieth them that fear Him, for He knoweth. He knoweth our frame. He knows us. He factored in all your craziness and your shortcoming and your yielding, unfortunately, to things that keep getting you in hot water. He knows our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. Oh, are you ready? But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children. It's a family plan. It's a family plan. Unto children's children. To such as keep His covenant. That's not keeping the law to be saved. But how many know God blesses those that honor His word? And to honor those that remember His commandments. That's what He said. Those that remember His commandments. To do them. To do them. There are things to do in the Bible. Do you understand? There's things for me to do, things for you to do. Things go better when we do. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. Oh, I've been meditating in that this week. Woo, He's bigger than Iran. He's bigger than Iraq. He's bigger than Afghanistan. He's bigger than Washington. His kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye His angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye His host, ye ministers of His that do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. David starts with three bless the Lords and ends this Psalm of David with four bless the Lords. He picked up on something. He learned something in the process of life. Why is Psalms 103 so important? You see, it gives us the benefits between the blessing. Packaged in blessing the Lord are all these benefits. And hey, this is back in David's time in the Old Testament, and of course, all that's word picks up in the New Testament. So the Bible said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Don't let Satan beat you up over the past. Don't let your past destroy your future. He forgives when we ask Him for that. All of our iniquities. And in the Old Testament, in the Psalm of David, it said, who healeth all thy diseases. Get that in your spirit, saints. We live in a sick world. I mean, by and large, you know what I mean. My. So the Bible said he heals all of our diseases. I'm coming back to verse 4 in just a moment. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things? Heaven's warehouse has no bad things. I said heaven's warehouse has no bad things. Everything the angels pick up say good things. From down below comes John 10:10. The thief has come before to steal, kill, and destroy. That's not Jesus' mission. He came to set the captive free. Hallelujah. Good things. Who satisfieth thy mouth. Now notice, mouth and things go together here. If you don't like the things that are happening, you better check up on your mouth. That's all of us. That's not just you. That's all of us. You know, I don't know about you, but I constantly am checking me up, checking me out. That's why we need the Word. That's why we need the Word of God. Amen. Jesus was both a teacher and, well, my match only strikes on the teaching box. Well, you're missing half the gospel. Well, I only listen to preachers. Well, you're missing another half of the gospel. Jesus was both a teacher and a preacher. And I really don't know where the gears shift. I know I experienced that in my own heart and spirit, and traveling and pastoring and so on, but both are good. You need anointed preaching. You need anointed teaching. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. Mouth, good things. Say it with me. Mouth. Good things. So we need to check up on what's coming out of our mouth. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Word of God goes on to say, our youth is renewed like the eagles. This is not a pill. This is not some special formula. I believe with all of my heart that going on inside of me right now, there's a renewing like the eagles. I know it beyond the shadow of a doubt. We need to claim that. We don't always feel that when we wake up. We don't always sense that. But it's God's will. You can smile. It's okay. Thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. That's why he gives the scriptures like no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. You need to believe that. Life's not a black helicopter conspiracy against you. If God be for us, who can be against us? We're not bad luck. I was looking for a card. I usually give Joy two or three cards. And I had to put some back because it spoke about luck. I don't live by luck. We're blessed. Nice card till we got to the word luck. Excuse me. We're not into luck. We're into blessing. Hallelujah. The Bible said he made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. God's ways and God's acts. You know, we don't pattern our life after the ways and the acts of the world. We don't pattern our life after CNN or SIN or sometimes what you read on or see on Fox. But the Bible said he made known his ways. You know, Brother Thompson, I want to know God's ways. I don't want just what I want. I want what God wants. The way God wants it. Do you follow me? And it doesn't always happen when we want it to happen and how we want it to happen. But don't be a Pharisee. If he never did another thing for me, I still love him. I don't tithe to keep the rent landlord off my head or my neck. I don't tithe for any other reason. I tithe because it's in the Word of God, and I love God, and it's been working in my grandma's life. It's been working in my mother's life. She's with Jesus, my dad, and us, and the Thompson family. I mean, we're long, deep-rooted tithers. And guess what? It works. Praise God. I look at Brother Shin here. This man, he needs a crown of life that fades not away. He goes in and brings revival to some of these churches that ought to drop a bomb or something on them. And he's so sweet, goes in. I hear report, he'll buy a pastor a car, he'll get a new suit of clothes for the pastor. And he just goes in to be a blessing. I've never heard of this man going to a church. Yeah, he stirs people up, but he's a blessing. He goes in to lift up the hands. And that's what evangelist D.H. Phillips used to tell me. Boy, I miss some of these old timers that were just so full of faith. He said, Brother Nichols, he said, God called me to go into churches and lift up the hands of pastors and encourage them and strengthen them. See how I can help them. Whew. Boy, he did exactly that. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Praise God. Most of you have heard this story, but I'm like John Osteen. I want to hear it again myself. Downtown, we moved into First Baptist Church, 110 square feet, twin boilers that had not had proper chemicals. And those boilers were just on, one of them was out and the other one was huffing and puffing. It was in a snow and ice storm time. I don't usually do this, but I called Brother Phillips out in California. It was a tough time. I said, Brother, we've got to get these furnaces going. We're down to the last furnace and it's just a matter of hours or days. He said, Brother, we'll be there. God will do it. So he comes in, and would you believe that was the weekend that they had ice, sheet of ice, snow. In my window, there was a triangle of snow on the inside of my office downtown. And I think we had, I don't even know if we had 70 people that morning. And I'm sitting there behind my desk getting ready to go out. I said, Brother, I'm so sorry you came all this way. I said, you know, this is a terrible. You just say there's going to be snow and ice and people freak out here. You know what I'm talking about. And he said, sorry, Brother. So here's what happened in that office. Brother Ted Peters with Jesus went out. I don't even know if it was 70, 60, 50 people there. Yeah, but you could have, that 2,000 seat auditorium, you could have shot a shotgun and not hit anybody that Sunday. And he came back and he said, Brother Nichols, not a lot of people, but he said, God's going to do it. Brother Phillips, he said, God has one more miracle just for you. And I'm sitting there, God's man of faith and power. Man, was I a flat tire that day. And my wife's writing a note over there. Her note was, it's going to be interesting to see how God does this today. That's when you need a good faith woman. So we go out to the auditorium and I said, oh God, bring Monday on quickly. You know, get us out of our misery here. I'm not normally that way, but it was just one of those days. You know, we all have a day. Okay. And so we're sitting on platform. I turned the service to Brother Phillips. Wasn't much of a song service. Wasn't hardly anybody to sing. And he said, bring me 10 chairs out here. I thought, what do you want to do with that? They brought 10 chairs out, put them in front. He said, everybody at God's speaking to about giving $1,000 today. Come up here and sit in one of these chairs. It's not $1,000 here this morning. 10 people jumped up and ran down to those chairs. He said, bring 5 more chairs. That boiler bill was about $18,000, which would be a bargain today. And I had to, you know, I've had to repent a lot, you know. I just had to say, God, forgive me. About the time you think God's run out, God's resources have only begun. And I want to tell you this morning, it's not over. The best is yet to come. God's on the move. He's up to something. And the money came in that morning and enough to fly him back to California. But, you know, I reflect on things like that from time to time, just saying, He is able. God is able. God is able. God is able. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. So, Mama, we're moving along pretty good here. Let me give you two or three more. The Word of God said, let's see, verse 9, He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He's not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth. Have you ever heard God put our sins in the sea of forgetfulness? I don't believe that's in the Bible. But as far as the east is from the west is, and that's a long way. As far as the east is from the west, so forth He removed our transgressions from us. They're gone. Just say, my sins are gone. Whew, if you're born again, that's good. Like as a father pitieth his children, the Lord pitieth them that fear. You know, God's a tender God. God's not a mean God. You see all these heathen gods in other lands, they're always mad at something or mad at somebody, you know. God's very tenderhearted. He knows our frame. He remembers that we're dust. Our days are as grass, the flower of the field, so He flourisheth. The wind passeth over it and it is gone. But the mercy, verse 17, but the mercy of the Lord. Say it with me, the mercy of the Lord. Uphill, downhill. Good days, bad days. When I've blown it, I want to think I'm doing pretty good. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him and His righteousness unto children's children. To such as keep His covenant, not keeping the Bible to be born again. Not, you know, I just read the Ten Commandments over. I don't know why anybody would be mad at the Ten Commandments. I wouldn't want to live next door to anybody that didn't believe in them. It'd steal your lawnmower. It'd steal your dog. Try to steal your wife. You know, Ten Commandments, what's wrong with that? You don't do it to be saved. But it's a good golden rule for life. But the Lord has prepared His throne in the heavens, and His... I don't have time to properly preach this, but His kingdom ruleth over all. I want us to shout that out. His kingdom ruleth over all. God's kingdom is the ultimate kingdom. Stronger, wiser, more powerful than any kingdom on this earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then it went on. Then it gets into this blessed thing again. Four blesses. Psalms 103 verse 20. Bless the Lord, ye His angels, that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. You know, there's the thing about heaven. You don't mess with the boss. There's only been one recorded disagreement in heaven, and a third of the staff of heaven fell. Right? I never have figured out the time element on that. That's one of those things we'll have to ask God for when we get to heaven. Of course, God doesn't put up with something, you know. But the Bible said a third of the angels fell. So, two-thirds, bless the Lord, all ye hosts. Yes, sir. When do we start? Let's go. We remember that third that fell. We will bless the Lord. No problem with me. I will bless the Lord. Woo! Bless the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of His that do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise God. I'm going to go back. Really, I guess maybe the purpose of this whole message, I just want to share from my heart. I went to Uganda with not a good report in a certain area of my body. Not a good report. And it's kind of the way we've done business for years. And when my life was threatened in going to Uganda, Joy said, Bob, we've never run. And you go, God's with you. And we went and God saw us through in that crisis in 96 or 7, right in there. Came back. I'm not going to, that's the problem, preacher. I don't like to get something big out there, but I'm just going to say this. Some challenges, okay? Monday morning, I got in my Bible, started reading Psalms 103. And I got to verse 4, and I'm telling you, God touched me. Who redeemeth thy life, my life, from destruction. Not tomorrow, not next month. Who redeemeth? And those two words, if you can just get this, it'll be worth coming to church this morning. The word redeemeth, it means to buy back. It means to buy back a relative's property. 2,000 years ago, the finished work of Calvary, he bought back every lie, every sickness, every germ, every craziness, every deception of Satan. To buy back a relative's property. Well, I'm related to him. To deliver. That's good. To purchase. To ransom. To redeem. The revenger. Dum da dum dum bum bum bum. The revenger. Jesus bought back what Adam and Eve lost. Bought it back. He doesn't have to do it again. They'll never put him on a cross again. They'll never spit on him again. They'll never pluck his beard again. He bought us back over 2,000 years ago. It's a done deal. It's already been accomplished. You can take it any way you want to take it. A lot of people don't tell you all the truth. You know, preachers like to tell you their great stories, not their... But, you know, in the early days of our marriage, there's a couple of years, it was only God that kept us together. Preacher's kid and lawyer's kid come together, and she's hard-headed, and I was about as hard-headed as she was. Why do I make that statement? Because that's so long ago, only the Spirit of God could remind me of that. We were staying in a little garage apartment in Bible College behind Mom and Dad's house. One night she said, I'm out of here. I'm going home to Daddy. Now, that's on South Side, and Daddy's out here on... I said, well, good. But you're not taking my car. I've got to go to Bible school in the morning. So I got in bed, but I wasn't going to sleep real easy. And that driveway was a concrete driveway. It had a little pea gravel. And I could hear her walking out there. Crunch, crunch. And I knew, and she knew, there's no way she's going to walk from Southside. Nor would I let her. You understand what I'm saying? I just go home, Daddy, said he. I don't have to. Yeah, bye, bye. You little sweet things. You just acting so sanctimonious. It's fun. You never had a night like that? You lie about other things too, you know. I left the door unlocked because I knew what the end result would be. It had to be. After a while, I heard the door latch open quietly. She locked it, got in bed without a word. See, why do you tell that to encourage someone else's marriage? I mean, I'm not trying, this is one of the sweetest, one of the greatest women of God in the entire world, but whatever we are, we've grown into it. God's watched over us individually. He's watched over our marriage. And Joe and I, we talk about that so often. Isn't God faithful? Oh, God is so faithful. But see, he factored that in the finished work of Calvary. Thank God. Hallelujah. To redeem, to be the next of kin, to buy back, to redeem, to revenge. Literally, as I've seen this literally, you know, to happen on the courthouse steps, he bought us back on the courthouse steps, except there was suffering involved. Who redeemeth? That report, I don't care how righteous, how spiritual you are, it's my body. Your body's your body. I consider myself to be a man of faith, but I'm still a human being. And when I read that word, I had a word from God. He has redeemed me from destruction. Get a hold of that. He's redeemed us from destruction. And that word destruction means a pit, especially as a trap. Destruction, corruption, a ditch, a grave, a pit. John 10:10 all over again. A ditch, a grave, and ultimately the pit. For a few moments we've all had to stand and withstand and stand and withstand. You think about what God's called you to do, and you think about your wife and your family. Think about the unfinished things that I know God still has for us to do. The devil said over, over, over. But oh, thank God Almighty, he set me free. And the report changed from negative to good report. Joy's not up yet. I mean, I got up early. There's just nothing sweeter than just to get that word. And you know that word's talking to you. I thank God for the word for you and you and you and you. I'm needed. See, one verse can set you free. One verse can tie you into a miracle. One verse can set your financial bondages free. One verse. The whole Bible will work, but one verse. Downtown, they said, it's all over. The paper came in, 30-day eviction notice. No one will finance you. It's all over. You're going to lose everything. What are the people going to say now? What are they going to say now? What's the church going to say now? Hallelujah. I got in my car. I think I drove west. Wept. I don't even know how I did whatever I did. But in the process of between here and Weatherford and a little bit the other side, I got a word from God. God said it's going to be all right. I turned around and came back to the office. Didn't want to, but I came back to the office. Had a phone call. A man said, I want to talk to that preacher. I can help him. And he did. One moment, it's all over. But you don't run. You don't compromise. You don't exit to the left or the right. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Amen. Doesn't make me any better than anyone else. But we've been there. You've been there. Thank God, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Who redeemeth Bob Nichols' life from destruction. The pit, the grave, it's over. Boy, Satan play games with your mind, huh? Pain? Well, that's what the doctor says. That's what the x-ray says. What about that? I'm just taking a moment to play with it in faith. Folks, church, we got to get hold of the Word of God stronger than ever before. We've got to get a new grip. You may be miles ahead of me. Pray God you are. But you know, God's saying, get a grip on my word. Believe my word. Just like he told Joy about Janet. Believe my word above everything else. believe my word. Whew. Praise God. He redeemeth my life from destruction. Destruction. Praise God. I've done a poor job of preaching it, but at least we got the truth out there. Stop, look, and listen. Nobody fell, so we're okay. I hadn't preached that long anyway. Paul just went downstairs and laid hands on him. Some preachers don't know when to quit, do they? And went back to preaching. The best is yet to come. It's a new day for all who believe. You say, I haven't been here as long as some folks. You got here just in time. And I'm going to tell you what. We got so many ways you like some of them. You hang out around here, you're going to get stronger and wiser and more victorious. And God's going to bring you through. And I say before Almighty God, my mind, my body, my spirit is stronger today than it has ever been. Wiser than it has ever been. Healthier. Something's going on inside of me. More anointed. And we'll finish strong. We'll finish strong. Praise be unto God. Who redeemeth. If you could just get that scripture. Excuse me, I've already got it. But I mean, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Where's my musicians? God's musicians. Praise God. Put your hand on your body right now. Just say, mind in the name of Jesus. I have the mind of Christ. I have the wisdom of God. Put your hand on your body. Body, I command you to line up with God's word. I walk today and every day in divine good health. Satan, you have no part or lot in me. If you're married, my marriage, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. Jesus is my Savior, and Jesus is my Lord. Do you really believe that? You gotta believe. It's not just lip service. You gotta believe. When you feel it, when you don't feel it, uphill, downhill, good days, bad days. Praise God. Just say, all of my needs, materially and financially, are met in Jesus' name. This current, what the world calls recession, the one that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. I'm not just believing for my payments to be made. I'm believing to get out of debt. No more payments. No more house payments. No more car payments. If I don't need it, I won't buy it. I'll invest in souls. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I just feel like I'm about to explode on the inside. I've got to find an exit here. But I want you to get this. And say, life is real. Your day might not have been like my day was then. We'll all have days. I've never gone anywhere to preach overseas yet that on the way, I said, what in the world am I doing this for again? You're tired. Your body's tired. As Brother Thompson says, you get seats that are close to the restroom because you seem to need that a little bit more. Airline food never was good, but it's not what it used to be. And most folks nowadays are considered of me when I just don't go to dead-end streets. God takes care of us. God supplies our need. And you talk about God supplying a need. Our youngest daughter, Janet, if you don't... Somebody said, what's the deal with her? We don't know the whole deal with her. She went into a coma 10 years ago. A little over 10 years ago. I was in Israel leading to her from the church. Joy stood by the bedside. And God told her, speak only the word of God. She stood like a rock. And since then, God has supplied. You know, you do this all your life and you kind of wonder, every once in a while you have just a moment of wondering what's going to happen somewhere. Do you know God has supplied caregivers, and somebody's either tuned in or could tune in right now. 24 hours a day, someone's with our child. In the other end of the house is Janet and a caregiver. In the other end of the house is Joe and I. We have some of the most precious people around our home. Our life is a different life. And yet, can you believe it? We can go to Uganda and preach and know that everything's okay. We can go to Europe if we have to. What I mean if God says, and everything's okay. Let me assure you that when you face the inevitable, the impossible, the crazy, God's bigger than anything you'll ever face. I said God's bigger than anything you'll ever face. I want you to stand with me right now. I've done the poorest job of preaching, but I have got the word out. It's just too much in my spirit. I tripped over that almost. I want us just to make a new surrender to the Lord. God's bigger than Washington. God's bigger than the indebtedness of our nation. God's bigger than the oil spill. Where did that oil spill go? Our governor, Rick Perry, called for a day of prayer. And as Brother Copeland said, when a head of state calls for prayer, that's significant. Go to your Bible. Anytime a head of state prayed about something and people prayed with it, something happened. And Governor Perry called for prayer for that oil spill thing to be taken care of. And very quickly it was. I said, what about him? Well, in our gym over here, he signed a bill. He doesn't believe in abortion. Don't give up on the abortion issue, church. Don't give up on it. Don't give up on it. That's not just the way it is. Life is life and babies are babies. We just said, but I'm telling you, God's bigger than the newscast. You need to know some of what's going on, but you can't handle everything that's going on. It'll drive you up the wall. I'm into this Elijah thing. One day, one man, one prayer, Jezebel and Ahab. Do you know that from 1701 Oakhurst Scenic Drive, there's enough power in this room to blow the gates off of hell? There's enough prayer power to sabotage, tear apart everything he said. Hallelujah. I want us to lift our voice and thank God that a mighty revival is coming to our land. Father, we lift our voice. A mighty moving of God is coming to this land. A mighty moving of God. America is a Christian nation. We are not a Muslim nation. We are not a Buddhist nation. We're not a New Age nation. Thank God for an Emmett Smith that the world can't shut his mouth and shut him off, who said, my Lord Jesus Christ. Say it with me. America is a Christian nation. I believe it with all my heart. I say it with my mouth. Praise God. Well, I'll tell you what let's do. Whatever you do, be here tonight. Our evangelist has done some of the most powerful preaching. As you know, we went through a little time of surgery, and really we just got together for a couple of weeks. You know, I've been doing this for 46 years, and you got to trust me in my judgment in some areas. If you don't trust me, well, then whatever. But you know, I cry out every day, God, you're up to something. And while churches are cutting out Wednesday nights and Sunday nights and crying that they can't pay their bills, I said, well, why don't you have a little more church? Oh, well, we can't do that. People are not into that. Well, okay. Suffer and doubt and do without. Praise God. Let's be here tonight. And let's hear the word of God. And let's go forward as never before. I ask you to stretch your hand out toward me. And just believe with me, it is well. It is well. Father, I receive the prayers of this people. Praise God. Dr. Stumbo, amen. Just come, sir. Amen. Praise God. I know it's well. It's just good to have the agreement of faith people with you. Amen. Father, I agree. I agree. In the name of Jesus, I'll let you do.
Everyone agree with me in prayer now in Jesus' name. For our pastor, it is well in Jesus' name.
Everyone.
It is well in every way in Jesus, with his health, Lord, his body, Lord. We know his spirit is on fire for God. Lord, just give him strength to stand up under that anointing that's in him in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you be with his body now as he's getting on in time of life, Lord. Help him to do the things that are in his spirit, Lord, to continue to do that vision which you've put within him, Lord. All of these things that are yet to be fulfilled, Lord, in Jesus' name, they shall be. We speak strength over our pastor. Strengthen his body. Strengthen his spirit, Lord.
Yes.
Strength, Lord, in his family, Lord. For Joy Nichols, Lord, we speak strength in her mind and in her body in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Lord God, we just lift up this mighty ministry to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that cause for which he has given his entire lifetime. Oh, Lord God. Laborers for the harvest, people coming alongside now to lift up his hands and to help him complete that vision which he has had, that mandate which has been given to him, Father, in the name of Jesus. That mantle which has been placed over him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God. Lord, we draw a bloodline of Jesus around him, Lord. Protection, Lord. Protect his body, his mind, his spirit, Lord. Every part of his being, Lord, in Jesus' name. We protect him, Lord, from the fiery darts of the enemy, the influence of spiritual wickedness in high places.
Oh, yes.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, all the need of this ministry met through God's riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Every need met through God's riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Strength, Lord. Anointing. Strength to stand up under that anointing in the name of Jesus. We commit his body. We commit his ministry. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. To do the impossible. In the name of Jesus. Well, it's been done before so many times.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to continue to be done. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God. A mighty anointing. Such as this world has never seen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God. Yes, it shall be. It shall be in Jesus' name. All these prophecies now. All up and down Interstate 35, Lord. How the prophecies over Uganda, Lord. The prophecies, hallelujah. Over the million souls being saved through this ministry, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I can continue to, well, these prophecies that have been given, they're coming to pass in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. Now, Lord God, I pledge myself and all that is within us that will agree with me. We pledge ourselves now to support this ministry, to lift it up, and to see these things come to pass. And all these things, Lord, we ask for them. Now we receive them. They're ours. Now we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.